Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
Welcome again to YourHealthUnbound.com's podcast of Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins, and I'm here today with my good friend Terry Saban. Terry is the founder of the Badass Life and Business Academy, and we met last year, and we've had a great time together. We did a summit that Terry hosted, the beautiful Sexy Badass Summit, and it was so much fun. I had to have her on my podcast. So welcome, Terry.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, Angela.
Great. Let's give the listeners some background on you so they know where you've been and what you're doing these days.
Sure, love to. Well, I have a varied background, and it's usually not what people would think, because I always joke around and say that I come from a left and a right brain background. so because I've always been, I've been a hairstylist and makeup artist, but I also had a background as, and it's kind of ran concurrently, and then I kind of veered off from hairstyling, and I also, so into IT work, actually, when the internet came on, you know, came into everyone's homes, I kind of veered off in that direction just out of a sheer love, like an absolute joy to actually do that work. And so I would bounce out of bed every single morning because I couldn't wait to go to work. I loved so much what I was doing. Not that I didn't love hair, but this was different. Yeah, it was like I could literally sit up for 36 hours straight with no sleep working because I really loved it that much.
And that's so funny, Terry, because my background was also IT.
Is that right?
I can't say that I loved it as much as you.
Oh.
I did it because I had three children to raise.
Oh, you know what? And I hear that too, but I don't, you know, for some reason, I don't know. I fell in love the moment that the internet came into our home. And so, and I was self-taught, and I actually went to work at internet service providers back in the day when that was a thing. Right. And you know, what worked in freelance as well, you know, web development, website design and things like that. So, and then I went back to doing hair, and it's like, so it's, it, then I went into actually health coaching because I've always had that love too of ultimate health, doing all the things that we can do to take care of ourselves and create, you know, peak performance essentially, and just make sure that we're going into our years as healthy as possible, right? Instead of letting aging define us as, you know, falling apart. And because I really truly believe it's not like that. And since then, I found that, you know, it's really mostly about mindset. And I do more mindset teaching and coaching now because actually I found that the people who were looking for health coaching, it was really more about mindset than anything else. So that's what I'm doing these days. I'm coaching and teaching on ditching the excuses that keep you stuck and, you know, doing the things that you need to do in order to move forward to create the life or business. For some people, it's really truly business and they want freedom, you know, that they've been dreaming about for who knows years.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, Terry. I think we're of like minds.
Yeah.
And I do exactly the same thing with my clients. It's like, the first thing I tell them is you'll have to change your mindset if you want to change your lifestyle because it's all wrapped up together. I absolutely agree with that. So we're going to talk today about the importance of taking action, and it seems like that's a big focus for you. Can you explain that to us?
Here's the thing. Everybody was talking about the law of attraction for a while there and how, you know, they could sit around and wish and dream and do positive affirmations and all these things, but without actually really taking action. And taking action really is as simple as making the decision to do it and then not hee-hawing around, not hesitating, but actually then doing it, right? Actually taking a step. Because the action piece is the biggest part when it comes to creating the most epic life that you want. So it's really about making the decision and then taking action almost instantly. It was Mel Robbins has just came out with her book, The 5-Second Rule. And if you haven't read it, I recommend you do. But it's she talks about how the moment you have an inspired thought, if you don't take action on it within 5 seconds, you're very likely to talk yourself out of it. So it could be all those self-limiting beliefs. It could be all of those, those doubts, the fears, everything that comes up. You have to take action right away. Now, that doesn't mean you have to take action on every single inspired thought you have. But when it's something really important, like, I want to start my own business, you better take some sort of step in the direction that you need to go to do that, because otherwise you're going to stop. You're going to probably be paralyzed or like, oh my God, I don't even know where to start. Oh my God, I don't know, what do I want to do? You know what I mean? All those things are going to come out. So taking action. So
what one thing would you recommend for somebody if they have an inspired thought? How do they get that 5-second response, like almost immediately, rather than doing that second guessing?
Do you know what? This is what works for me, actually, is to write it down. Make a note or something. I have notebooks all over the place where I write down my inspired thoughts. I think I heard Tony Robbins say he does that too, or somebody, I don't know if it was Tony Robbins, somebody else does that too. And it was like, oh, well, I'm not alone, but because it's really true. If you're like any sort of creative, or even I find analytical people, if you will write down whatever your inspired thought is so that you don't forget, then you can look back on it and decide whether or not it's important enough and something that you really want to take action on.
You know, I do like writing it down. I am a much more visual person, but I find the one thing that I've done lately is, because I have my phone with me everywhere I go, is I'll use the voice recorder now. I'm like, I'm going to lose this thought. So I make a quick note on my voice recorder, and then when I hear it play back, I go, what was I thinking about?
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden this flood will come back. And then I can write it down. But it's like, if you don't make some sort of note or some sort of memory jogger, it's going to bypass you.
Totally. And I think that's brilliant, actually, because speaking it is going to actually be quicker than writing it out. You know what I mean? So, and you don't have a chance to censor it either. It's like, just whatever is there, just get it out there. And like I said, and I say, I'm visual too. I've got to see something, actually.
Right, so, I agree. Yeah. And that's why I say I have to follow up with writing it down, or else it doesn't flow.
Yeah.
But I think today in our age of cell phones, we have them, it's ubiquitous. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Right.
So if I'm walking in the store or something, oh, that's a great idea. Let me jot this down. And I just hit the voice recorder, make, 5-second recording. And then when I get back home, I'm like, okay, let's write this out, because I need to expand on that thought.
And that's taking action. You know what I mean? It's like, it's if it just kind of sits up there and stews in your head. I also have people do a brain dump every once in a while. You know what I mean? By students and clients, I have them do a brain dump and just get all of that stuff out of there. Just get it out. Because, we do tend to hold all that. And that will stop us from taking any action, because we're overwhelmed. We've got too much on our plate, too much on our mind, too much, you know what I mean? Our mind is spinning. We're spinning our plates and wheels. And so something like a brain dump is another way to just get all that out. Because if you're not the kind of person, or you're not willing to actually write something down, or like you do, record it on your phone, the instant that you think this might be a good idea, it's going to kind of hang out in there and you're going to forget, or it's going to just kind of, bounce around a little bit and you're going, what was that thing I was thinking about the other
day? It kind of gets smashed into everything else.
Yeah.
And the important inspirational part kind of gets lost.
Totally. And so this is a key thing that I teach my students and clients, is actually just, taking action no matter what it is. So it really does depend on, it depends on the thought. So even like we said, even just like speaking on your phone or writing it down, that is a form of taking action that you can maybe take further action on later.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I know you really believe that philosophy is how you do anything is how you do everything. So tell us more about that. That seems like a very psychological approach to things.
Oh, it's huge, actually. And I can't think of any exceptions to this rule. Maybe if somebody's got some, I'd love to hear it, but I can't think of any exceptions to the rule, how you do anything is how you do everything. Because if you think about how, and this really hit home for me actually when I started my online business, not my brick and mortar business, but when I started my digital business, it kind of really hits home how you structure your day, for example. If you're the kind of person who kind of just goes with the flow, is like, oh, I'm just going to see how my day goes, probably that shows up as results everywhere else in your life, right?
Or lack of results.
Or lack of results, exactly. So, you know, and it's like, where this really hit home for me was I joined an endurance training program. And I only joined it because, I hate running. Let me just get that out of the way first.
You're not alone. There are many people who hate running, me included.
I don't like running, but I joined the program because I have a love-hate relationship with running, and I would love to be able to run. But the reason I joined it is because how you show up for your training for a marathon or half marathon or whatever the race is says a lot about how you show up for everything else in your life and everywhere else. So it's really about doing the work and staying committed when it gets really hard, right? So, and it's going to get hard everywhere in life, in business, in, you know, relationships. Things are going to show up, and how you handle those situations shows up everywhere else too. And like I said, I really can't think of a whole lot of exceptions to that rule. So, you know, it really showed me what I'm made of. Even though I still don't like running, it really showed me what I'm made of to show up for my training every day, even when I didn't want to, because I knew if I didn't, I was not going to be ready for that race. And you can't just show up and run a marathon without training, right?
Well, that goes back to your core values, right?
Totally.
If that is something that's really important to you, that's a core value, and you're going to do everything you can to align yourself with that.
Yeah. And so this is what I try to teach a lot of my, this is actually what I teach. I teach my students and clients that how you show up in one area of your life is going to show up everywhere else in your life too. Yeah.
I agree with that. That seems to be just the way we're made.
Oh, totally.
It's not just our biology. It's our mental makeup, our emotional makeup. It's all combined into one, and we kind of follow a pattern that we've developed.
Right, right. And we fall back onto those patterns. Those habits show up as blocks in our lives, right? So, which is a whole other story too, a whole other conversation, but yeah.
So, yeah, so what do you talk about with your clients when you're talking about calling on their vision?
Well, here's the thing. If you don't have some kind of a vision to keep you connected to the results you're trying to get, you're going to struggle a lot more. And so your vision can actually fade if you let life get in the way, and life is going to get in the way. Life happens, but life happens for you. So it's a really good opportunity to reconnect with your vision, so you stay strong to the results that you want, to what you're trying to achieve in your life and or your business. And staying connected to your vision is super important. So I run my students and clients through a lot of visualization exercises, because I feel like, you know, athletes train with visualizations, right? And so those visualizations connect them to the outcome that they desire. They want to win a race, so they visualize themselves, seeing themselves winning that race, and how it feels when they win that race, all those sights and sounds and, you know, smells and everything else when they've actually achieved the outcome. So I take my clients through this, and my students as well. And strengthening your vision, because, you know, if you're not staying connected to it, it's going to get weaker and weaker, right? So just like my, when I was in that endurance training program, I eventually lost interest. It's like, okay, I had set out to accomplish what I wanted to. I was done with that. And so I didn't need to keep strengthening that vision anymore.
But isn't that more strengthening your vision? Would you relate that to clarifying your goals?
You know what? I kind of look at goals and a vision as they're connected, but not quite the same. Your vision is your overall picture that you have for how you want your life to be. A goal is a shorter term, can also be a longer term marker for what's taking you into your vision.
So as you strengthen your vision, your goals can change.
Probably the other way around. Your vision can certainly change.
Okay.
Yeah, and your goals can change too. You know what I mean? It's like stay flexible. Flexible body, flexible mind, and that comes from my background as a, you know, in my health and wellness and a yoga teacher, right? And because that's true too. So stay flexible. Let things shift and change, but go in there with a plan, right?
So I guess what I was looking at, and I guess it's the way I look at it with my clients, is getting clarity.
Yes,
can change so many things. You may have this vision or this goal to get towards some final goal.
Mm-hmm.
And yet as you get closer, you realize that's not really the right goal for you. So the clarity changes things.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right with the using your vision to achieve a goal, right? And they kind of all meld together. You know, I kind of keep them separate, but they still work together, right? Mm-hmm. I was saying using your goals to achieve your, you know, to connect to your vision. And you had said using your vision to connect to or achieve your goal. And they work hand in hand. I mean, it all kind of goes together. And I feel like you've got to have both in order to achieve, right?
Well, I think like with everything else, they're completely intertwined.
Exactly.
I mean, you
can't
really separate them, but right. I think we may each come at it from a different perspective, but I think it ultimately provides what you're looking for. There is that whatever down the road is what you're looking to get to, we find that way by getting clear on what we want to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You've got to have that clarity and you've got to stay focused.
So Terry, tell us why it's important to identify our blocks and how do we bust through them to move forward?
You know, the blocks actually are, of course, an obstacle that gets in people's way. And you've got to get clear, first of all. So once you've got clarity, you know the direction that you want to go. You can get off course a little bit, but as long as you've taken a step forward and created some momentum, you can always correct course. So once you're clear and you're taking a step in the right direction, you might come up against your blocks, right? So the things that almost always stop you in your tracks, the things you know what, you don't even have to take a step forward and you'll come up against your blocks a lot of times, right? So when you come up against your blocks, the things that usually stop you, think of how this shows up for you time and time again. So just like we, going back to how we do anything is how we do everything, probably, you know, this shows up a lot. So if you hear yourself saying, I can't because, I would like to, but. Someday, that's another big one, right? There's probably some block behind that someday. One of these days, right? So these are usually blocks that show up, and it's our way of putting something off that's really scary. You know, a fear of doing something or, you know, who knows? It could be any block that shows up.
So yeah, I call them our limiters, what we limit ourselves doing. Yes, I agree.
Totally.
That's so true.
Totally. But we can bust through those blocks. But the thing is, those blocks are probably there. They served you at one time, right? So they were serving a purpose, and the purpose was to protect you, no doubt. But if you're willing, you know, when it gets too painful to stay where you are, and if you're willing to move forward, you can totally move through those blocks. And again, I like to take my clients and students through visualizations to see how it feels in their body when they have identified a block, and then doing some energy work around obliterating that block. And then you can move forward with ease and a little more fearlessly and a little more courageously. And, once you start achieving goals, you start gaining confidence and feel better and better about the bigger, scarier things that you want to take on.
Can you give an example of what you might ask your clients to do to break through or how to build that energy?
Absolutely. Well, once they're clear and we've identified exactly what it is that they want to move forward with, I will usually have them start reverse engineering, right? So
Sounds like an IT person.
Yeah, right. No, exactly where it came from, right? So you start reverse engineering from the outcome of your goal. What is the result that you want to achieve? And then you work backwards from there, taking little baby steps. Now, one of the biggest things I have them do before they even do the reverse engineer part is, you know, they've gotten clear on what they want to do, and then they know the direction that they want to take starting to move forward. We do the reverse engineer and then identify what the block is by declaring out loud what it is that they are achieving, right? And then again, identifying how that feels in the body, going to feel probably scary or fluttery in your belly, right? It's going to show up as physical energy somewhere. And that lets you know that, okay, we've got to do something about this block. So then we'll start doing some visualization work, sometimes hypnosis. Do you know what I mean? It's like it just depends on how deeply rooted that block is.
Yeah. That's great.
And you know, it's like it starts, you know, you've gotten past that block when you can think about it and you can declare something out loud and it feels like nothing. It just doesn't even affect you. Yeah.
Well, I think what you're offering, again, goes along that line of flexibility, that it's whatever you need. You have to be flexible enough to accept the path that you're going to go down to help remove that block. I think that's great that you have enough tools in your toolkit, basically, to offer that to your clients. That's great.
Yeah. Because I had to use it myself. You know what I mean? It's like, so it's kind of hard to teach what you haven't had to go through yourself. You
exactly. Know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, and I think many coaches are that way. They got here because they had their own experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I like this quote that you have. You talk about when self-doubt rears its head, you try going down the rabbit hole exercise. I'd love to know what that means.
This is great. This is one of my favorites. And how I tell my clients and students, you know, I tell them how they know when they're finished with it is that they will know because they feel better, like a weight has been lifted off of their shoulders, like they can breathe again. And so what I mean by going down the rabbit hole, this is an exercise I practice whenever I come up against my own self-doubts, especially, is to take a piece of paper and write it out. And I recommend actually using a pen and paper for this exercise, because there's something about connecting the motor skill of writing, you know, to the brain and, you know, into the body. And what you do is when those self-doubts come up or some trigger has come up for you, sit down and just take a piece of paper and write down every freaking thing that you're thinking without censoring it. Just let it out. It doesn't matter how crappy you think it sounds or how, you know, whatever it is, just write it out. And like I said, as soon as you feel better, you know you're done. And because it will make you feel better. Right. And then you can burn it. You can do whatever. So it's really just a process of just getting it out, better out than in. Right.
Right.
So it's one of my favorite ways. It's probably my favorite way, period, to get that out of there.
Yeah. I've heard this referred to as the why exercise. I've never heard it referred to going down the rabbit hole, but
I just came up with that. I don't know why that just like, you know, where that came from, but that's what it reminded me of. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to sit. And I'm going to sit in this deep shit and just see how it feels.
Right.
I'm just going to keep going with it. And it just felt like to me, like going down the rabbit hole. So that's what I call
it. That makes sense. I guess what I'm referring to is that when you have a client that gives you some very superficial reason about something, you ask why. And you just keep asking why until they get down to the root. Basically, there's a root cause for whatever that superficial reason was. This is more introspective doing it this way.
Totally. Yeah, this is an exercise that's super effective for when, you know, when you find yourself triggered easily by something or self-doubt is rearing its ugly head or, you know, you start finding yourself doing the negative self-talk that we sometimes catch ourselves doing, you just write it out on a piece of paper and just let it go and just keep going with it, you know? And
then That makes a total lot of sense.
Yeah.
So tell us, Terry, what you're doing these days.
Right now I am getting ready to launch a program. It's actually called the Excuses Excavator, which is totally in line. This is taking a lot of what I teach my students, what I've been teaching my students and clients, to how to get out of their own way, identify the stories and the excuses that they keep coming up with that keep them from taking action and going after the lives or the business that they really want. And so it's a simple but super powerful program. It just came out of beta testing. I actually took some people through it to see what their results were, and they got epic results. They got awesome results. I'm trying to say epic and awesome at the same time. That should be a word. But yeah, so I'm doing that, and I'm really proud of it, actually. That's probably my favorite thing that I've done so far to date. The excuses excavator, yeah, but it's like, because I am like anti-excuses, and as soon as I hear people tell them, I do it not from a place of judging, but I'm like, wow, I wonder if they know that this is a block that they have, that this is just their story that they keep telling themselves over and over again. And so I don't, you know, unless someone's asking for my advice, I don't tell them, hey, this is a bullshit story you're telling yourself, you know? But it's very easy to identify. And like I said, it's not from a place of judgment, but what it is, it's really a no-nonsense way for me to help my students realize that they're blocking themselves from starting that business or, you know, having the quality relationship that they want with the same excuses and same stories over and over again.
Wow, that's interesting. I've actually not heard of anyone have a program that specific. That's pretty awesome.
That's like I said, I this is my baby and I'm really super proud of it. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So tell us where people can find you. How can they follow you?
You know what? They can find me at thebadasslifeacademy.com. They can also find me at thefearlesslifemasterclass.com. They can actually go sign up. That's over with, but if they go sign up for that, then they'll be on my list and then they'll get more information as it comes out. And like I said, I'm getting ready to launch the Excuses Excavator. So, you know, they can find out more about that too.
That's great, Terry.
Yeah.
Well, it was wonderful talking to you again. And I think we could probably go on for hours knowing us.
Yeah, I know. It was
so we'll have to do this again. Yeah.
I would
love to. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, again, let me just follow up with, if you're interested, check out Terry. We'll have the links below this podcast so you'll be able to know where to find her. And I thank everyone for listening to it. I want to thank Terry Saban of the Badass Life and Business Academy for being here with me today. And hope everybody comes back again for the next episode of Nutrition Prescription. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.